The reading this morning is from Luke chapter 11, verses 1 to 11. One day, Jesus was praying in a certain place. When he finished, one of his disciples said to him, "Lord, teach us to pray, just as John taught his disciples." He said to them, "When you pray, say, 'Father, hallowed be your name, your kingdom come. Give us each day our daily bread. Forgive us our sins, for we also forgive everyone who sins against us. And lead us not into temptation.' Then he said to them, 'Suppose one of you has a friend, and he goes to him at midnight and says, "Friend, lend me 3 loaves of bread, because a friend of mine on a journey has come to me, and I have nothing to set before him." Then the one inside answers, "Don't bother me. The door is already locked, and my children are with me in bed. I can't get up and give you anything." I tell you, though he will not get up and give him the bread because he is his friend, yet because of the man's boldness, he will get up and give him as much as he needs. So I say to you, ask, and it will be given to you. Seek, and you will find. Knock, and the door will be opened to you, for everyone who asks receives. He who seeks finds, and to him who knocks, the door will be opened. Which one of you fathers, if your son asks for a fish, will give him a snake instead? Or if he asks for an egg, will give him a scorpion? If you then, though you are evil, know how to give good gifts to your children, how much more will your Father in heaven give the Holy Spirit to those who ask him?" This is the word of the Lord.
There was a small ship, and it was on the sea, and suddenly a huge storm rose up, and the boat was being tossed back and forth, and the waves were getting bigger and bigger, and the boat was filling up with water, and then suddenly the pumps on the ship to try and get the water out stopped working, and the ship starts going down. So quickly the crew hurry all the people into the lifeboats, and then the captain says, "Is there anyone here who knows how to pray?" A quiet clergyman pipes up very quietly, "I can pray." A rival minister, who happens to be on the ship as well, says very loudly and very boastfully, "You can pray. I'm the one who can pray. God, you're so quiet, you can't even be heard across a quiet church, let alone a loud, noisy storm." So the captain says to the boastful, loud minister, "Okay then, you can pray. We're one life jacket short." Being boastful in prayer is not always a good thing. I just want to start off this morning by asking you, and I know some people are going to hate this, turn to people around you or just for the, on your own, and think about these questions. What is prayer? Do you find it easy? And if you don't find it easy, why do you struggle with it? Or what are your struggles with it? So quickly, turn to people around you, or on your own, and just think about those things. And get a bit practical about this, as I'm doing about discipleship this morning. So, we're looking at prayer, so it's good to talk about it with other people. I'm not going to give you all the answers, so have a little chat about it. What is prayer? What do you find easy, if you do at all? What do you struggle with most about it? Okay, so the reason I start off by asking that is because I think prayer is one of those things that we all know we should do, and yet we all struggle with. I'm hoping it's not just me, because if it is, then clearly I'm at fault here, and my whole sermon is rubbish. So, what is prayer to start with? Any ideas? You want to shout them out? Everyone goes, "No." Talking to God, yes? Conversation with God. Building a relationship with God. Being mindful of God, listening to God. Anything else you want to throw out? Asking for help. Rejoicing in his company. Enjoying someone's company. Worshipping him. Fantastic. Now, the reason it's good to ask lots of different people is because sometimes we have our own specific idea about what things are. So prayer, we kind of go, prayer is this. And actually, by listening to other people, we suddenly get a more wider perspective on maybe how other people view prayer. So that's a good help from the start, because we realise that prayer maybe is wider than we first think it is. Do we find prayer easy?
No.
Everyone says, no. Sometimes. Okay. When those times, when is it easy? Put you on the spot now. When you're desperate, okay, that's good. Okay, what do you struggle with most about prayer? Focus? Answers, yeah. Time? Distraction? Sorry? Thanks? Feel like no one's listening, yeah. So I think what's good to do by talking about this as a whole church now is to realise that it's not just you who struggles with this. It's not just you who finds it really hard to pray. Basically, the whole church is saying, we find it really hard, we all struggle with it. So, that puts my mind at rest a little bit, at least. So I want to show a video right now, something I found as I was preparing this week. I just want to show you this video, and then we'll continue talking about this passage. So if we can have the video up. You see, we often start off as our Christian walk, and we get told you need to pray. You need to pray. It's good. You need to have a conversation with God. You need to get to know God through prayer. And yet, we often don't know how to, and no one ever really tells us how that should work and how that happens. And as a whole, we've said as a church, we struggle to pray. And what I find really heartening about our passage this morning is that so did the disciples. You see, they looked at Jesus' ministry, they saw what Jesus was, and they come to Jesus and say, we see your life of prayer, we see what you do and how you have this relationship with the Father and how you are able to pray for other people and how prayer seems to change your life and fill you up. And yet we don't know how to do it. And so the first thing they say is, Jesus, teach us how to pray. The disciples said to Jesus, teach us how to pray. So clearly prayer is something which can be taught. Prayer isn't necessarily something that comes naturally. Like I think we assume that as when you become a Christian, it should be natural. And then we feel guilty because if we're not praying, we feel guilty of the fact that it isn't natural to us. And we feel awful that we're a bad Christian somehow. And then because we feel guilty about prayer, we then don't pray. And then we feel sinful, so we don't pray. And then we feel guilty about not praying, so then again we don't pray anymore. And it's a vicious cycle. But prayer is something which is crucial to the Christian life. And this whole series about the discipleship toolbox is saying, as disciples before Jesus, there are things which are important for our Christian walk. They're not always easy, but they are life-changing. Prayer is something that we need to learn. It's often called a discipline, which makes it sound a bit kind of like, ooh, nasty. But it means actually prayer is something that has to be worked at. It's not something that is so easy. And so there's different ways we can encounter prayer. And often you use other disciplines to help you in prayer. So you look at Jesus' ministry, and throughout the Gospels, what you see Jesus doing is, in his prayer life, he spends time in solitude. He spends time up a mountain. He spends time in a desert place. He spends time with others praying. He prays out of compassion. He rejoices in prayer. He prays through tears. He fasts as alongside his prayer life. He had different ways and different methods that he used in his prayer life to help centre him on God and help use him and help centre him on the mission and the task that he had. Prayer isn't just, you know, at night saying to God, here's my shopping list for the day. Which is often what we reduce it to because we're not quite sure what else to do. Prayer is the way we encounter God. It's the way, it's the fabric of our very being, which is our engagement with God. That's what prayer should be, and that's what we're going to strive to try and achieve. But if prayer is like the Himalaya mountains, you can't just go and walk up those without any training at all. What you do first is you go and walk in the foothills. And prayer is something that we learn in the ordinary day-to-day parts of life. We learn, and the more we practice prayer, the more we can engage prayer in different ways. Because often what happens is we go, right, this year I am going to pray, and I'm going to pray for 5 hours every day, so I'm going to sit down. And by the second day, we've completely failed, completely messed up, and we go, there's no point trying anymore. We often set our targets so high in our spiritual life that we're setting ourselves up to fail. I don't think Jesus wants that for us. I really don't. I don't think that's what his intention is for us. But it is important to realise that prayer is something which needs to be experimented with, trialled out in different ways, and so that we can engage with from different points of view. I found this fantastic quote, if we go to the next slide, to do with our lives before God. We pass from thinking of God as part of our life to realising that we are part of his life. We often think that prayer is about involving God in what we're doing, and yet what that's trying to say is actually what we do in prayer is realise that we are part already of God's story. We are already part of his calling. And actually all we're doing in prayer is realising that. It says when you pray to God, speak to him as Father. He is like your spiritual parent. He is the ultimate parent. And if God is like our Father, it means that that relationship he's saying is when we come in prayer, we come like children. If he is our Father, we come childlike. Children engage in the life of their parents. Their parents take them to different places. Their parents teach them the things of life. We come like little children to engage in what God wants us to do. And children sometimes come and say, I want this, I want that, I've seen this, I want that. And the parent says no. Because actually they know something better for them. Or there's something else that they want them to think about. I think prayer is about being naive and daring to come before God as little children and say, God, I want to tell you about everything. I want to tell you about my life. I want to tell you about what I've done today. I want to tell you about my desires, my heart, my wants, my dreams, my passions, my friends who are hurting. I'll tell you about everything. And God loves to hear. I don't think you can ever offend God in prayer, really. Because it says in our scripture that God loves to be asked. As a parent, I imagine, and I'm speculating here, but I imagine as a parent, when your children come to you and ask something that you already know you're going to give them, it probably brings you great joy, the fact that they asked you for it. Even though you know you're going to give it to them anyway. I think God just likes us asking him. Because it means that actually it's an intimacy with God. Actually we come to him like a child. He has chosen you. He's adopted you. He is your spiritual daddy. He is Abba, Father. That's how we come to God in prayer. Jesus says, you start off your prayer by saying, Our Father. It's about a relationship with God. That's what prayer is all about. So, we want to engage in this relationship with God. We want to engage our prayer life with God. I don't want to, this morning, I don't want to talk to you about how do you pray. I'm not going to do that. That's something that we've all got to learn. That's something we've got to go and ask Jesus for. The disciples went to Jesus and said, teach me how to pray. I'm not going to teach you how to pray this morning, but I want to hopefully open your eyes a little bit and open my eyes a little bit to something that's ways in which we engage with prayer, ways in which we see prayer. If we go to the next slide. Richard Foster, who's a spiritual writer, who has a book called Prayer, and I highly recommend it to you if you want to look at getting deeper in prayer and looking at how you engage in prayer life. It's not a book that says, do X, Y, and Z, and your prayer life will be perfect. It's trying to take you on a journey of how do we build up our patterns in life? How do we build up our spiritual life? And he talks about three different ways of approaching prayer. And the first one he talks about is the inward focus of prayer, seeking the transforming we need through Jesus. What does this mean? We start with Jesus because we're called by Jesus. Christ is our salvation. He's our rock on which we stand. We start with Jesus. Why? Because we're called to be like Jesus. We come to the Father as Jesus came to the Father. And prayer of this idea is a moving inward. It's about us. It's about how prayer changes us. You see, to pray is to change. It really is. Because you're encountering the living God, the God who lives in the entirety of the universe, who wants to talk to you and have a life with you. And in this, it's prayers where we feel deserted. It's a desert place. Jesus went to the desert and he encountered God there. It was about the inward shaping and forming of his very being. Prayer is something which needs to shape our very core. It's prayer something which moves us to be more Christ-like. Jesus spent time in the desert. He felt forsaken on the cross. And yet he still cries out to God. And it's in those times when we feel far away from God that God is still there, and it's that he's closer even in those moments. It builds us more into the Christ-like image when we engage in something that Jesus did by saying, Father, I feel forsaken right now. I feel lost. This idea is the prayer of examination. When we pray to God and say, God, show me my heart. What is it that's happening in me? Is my heart pure? Are my thoughts pure? It's about the prayer of tears. About when we come to God saying, there's nothing I can do right now but cry in your presence. We saw in that video about saying, you know, the psalmist say about, I sob all night long. My bed is wet with my tears. See, crying can be prayer. It can be about relinquishment. Praying that actually God's ways be done, not our ways. That's what the Lord's Prayer teaches us. Not our ways, but your ways, Lord. Your kingdom come on earth as it is in heaven. When we say, actually, God, I want to learn to be obedient to you now. And that's a struggle. It grates at us, doesn't it? Because we want to do our thing. And actually what prayer of relinquishment is saying, I'm going to pray that God, I'm going to be obedient in all that I do to you. That's a tough one. Formation prayer. Prayer where we say, God, shape me, change me. Make me whole. Make me more like you. Covenant prayer. About the commitment we make, being faithful in things. See, when we are constantly faithful in something, that in itself is an action of prayer. It's saying, God, I've made a commitment, and I'm going to honour that again and again and again. We come to Christ, make a commitment before him. When we honour that, he loves that. And that in itself is a form of prayer. So the inward-looking prayer is about us. How does prayer change us? And that's something to think about, is how does your prayer life change you? In your very core, in your very being. And often in this sense, it's about the simple prayer. God, help. God, I'm hurting. God, I need you. God, I have no money. Help. It's about the inward of our heart, trying to be shaped more like Jesus. And then we move to another aspect of prayer, which is that of the upward-looking prayer. If we go to the next slide. Upward focus of prayer, seeking the intimacy we need. So part of prayer is about how God shapes us. Another part of prayer is about how we focus on God. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. The intimacy of relationship with our God and the enormity of who he is. The upward flow of prayer. When we worship him, when we bring adoration before him, we say, God, you are the creator of the universe. I am made to do nothing else but worship you. Worship is not about me, it's all about you, God. I'm bringing adoration before you. It's saying, God, you are the eternal lover of my soul. That no matter what I do, your love is eternally always there for me. is about the sovereign Lord. It's when we turn our focus from us upward to heaven. When we sing out songs of praise, they are prayers before the Lord. It says in the Psalms, it's like incense before the Lord. We come before the Lord, bringing everything. When we recognise that God is sovereign, it helps us to rest, for example. When we say that God's word says we should have a Sabbath. So actually, when the storms of life hit, maybe we need to rest and stop, because God is holy and he's worthy of me honouring his word. It's about the things that we do, honouring God. The communion, we come, his sign of prayer before him. The very action in itself is a form of prayer. It's communication with the Father. It reminds us of what Jesus has done on the cross. It's tangible, it's physical, something which shows us what God is like. We've got this about the unceasing prayer, and the fact that God is in you, and he loves you, and his Holy Spirit dwells within you. It says that the Spirit prays without ceasing on our behalf. He intercedes for us. So the upward focus for everything in our life is focused on the God above, so that in everything that we do, we bring it before the God of heaven, the sovereign God. In this, it's also about focusing on God, putting away ourselves, putting away the things of life, and turning our focus entirely on God and saying, you are my focus, you are my passion, you are my desire. This is another way to pray. And then there's a third idea, which again is all reflecting the Trinity, of the outward focus, seeking the ministry we need of the Holy Spirit. See, so there's prayer which forms and shapes us more into the image of Christ. There's the prayer which we put focus on God and give him adoration and praise for who he is, the King of Kings, the Lord of Lords, the Majesty, the one who's created the earth and the heavens, the one who is the eternal Father and lover of our soul. And then we come to a point where prayer is then used for the mission and purpose of God. Where in the day-to-day life of what we do, we bring God into it. So I say, God, I'm getting up this morning. I need you to help me in my work. I need you to help me be more holy. I need you to help me just in everything, because I don't want to do anything without you. Because you're saying you want God to be involved in your life. Why? Because you have a calling from God to be the mission of God to the world. You are the light and the salt of the world. And the reason why it's important to ask God into everything is so that you are reflecting more and more who God is. This is where we come and petition God and say, God, again and again, we want to bring this before you. Again and again, we want to bring this before you, Lord. There's the intercessory aspect of it, where we come and pray for other people. Within the mission of God, we say, God, we want to focus on your mission. We want to focus on what it is of your heart. Which is why when we have things like tearful and it says pray, prayer is something that we can all do. We can intercede, because it reflects the nature of the Holy Spirit, which is given by God to be the outworking of the mission of God in our world. It's when we pray for healing. Healing prayer is like this. When people come forward at the end of a service for healing, we pray for them. It's not prayer for ourselves, it's not prayers of adoration as such, it's prayers for the needs of the mission of God, which reflects the kingdom of heaven. This is when we pray the radical prayers, the prayers of the prophets, the prayers which say, the world says this, but God says this, what are we going to do about it? I want to be radical for God in everything that I do. It's another type of prayer. And I am just listing things here about these different aspects and approaches to God, but my point is this morning, I'm not here to tell you why or how you should pray. I'm telling you that there's different ways we can approach God, and that prayer isn't just worship. Prayer isn't just what we need. Prayer isn't just about others. That prayer is something which is holistic. It's about our very core, our very being. Prayer is when we bring our hearts before God, and God pours out his heart before us. And in that moment, we become more like each other. We build an intimacy in our relationship, through them which all these things can flow. Prayer, often we say, I can't pray. Why? Because God doesn't answer my prayer. Why doesn't God always answer prayer? That's a biggie. But what I do know is that we often come with our understanding of what prayer is, rather than what God's understanding is. And we say, God, stop this war. God, stop this famine. And yet we have no idea the consequences that might have on other people. Our minds are limited to what we see. I think God still loves it when we pray for those things, though, because it shows that we have a heart for him. It shows that we have a heart which is trying to embrace the very nature of God. Sometimes God knows better than we do. And that's the thing with prayer. But what I can say to you, what I've realized in my life and Christian experience, is God is always at work, always more quickly than you realize. And what we do is we pray for things, and God is already doing it. But he's doing it in a different way to what we expect. And what I've realized in my life, when I look back over my life, I see God having done this, done this, done this, done this. And I go, God, you've been at work so amazingly quickly in my life. You've shaped me so fast, and yet I didn't realize it at the time. There's going to be things in life which we don't know the answer to, and that's the mystery of the kingdom. But what I know is that prayer is the crucial part of our discipleship. Because Jesus did it, and it shaped his whole ministry. It shaped who he was, it shaped his relationship with the Father, and it shaped his mission to the world. There are three aspects, three sides of prayer that I just want us to focus on, of saying, prayer is holistic. It's not just me chatting to God for 10 minutes here or chatting to God for 10 minutes there. There's a whole variety of ways that we can pray. There's a whole variety of ways we can bring things before God. But the question and the challenge this morning is to say, are you prepared to go and find it? Because if you struggle with prayer, then have you prayed about it and said to God, help me in this? And what are you doing about it? Because discipleship is striving to follow Christ. It's hard. And we've all got to think about where are we at with that. Because ultimately it's about your relationship with your Heavenly Father. There's a challenge there. What I'd say to you is go away. Read about it. Find out about it. Try new things in prayer. Experiment with it. Walk in the foothills so you can scale the Himalayas of prayer. It's not easy. That's all I can say to you. But it is crucial. So may prayer be something which shapes and changes you. May prayer be something which brings you into an intimate relationship with our Heavenly Father. And may prayer be something which empowers you for the mission and work of God. To God Almighty, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit, may his blessing be upon you this day and forevermore. Amen.